Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imc.org for June 24th to the 30th, 2017. This week, as the Palestinian government rejected attempts to create a separate entity in Gaza, Israeli attacks targeting Gaza and the West Bank leave a dozen injured civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, one youth was injured. Scores of protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests organized in West Bank villages. This week, protests were organized in the villages of Bel'in and Na'lin in central West Bank and in the northern West Bank village of Kfar Kaddoum. In Kfar Kaddoum, one youth was hit with a rubber-coated steel bullet. Meanwhile, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bel'in and Na'lin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at both locations. The Palestinian government rejected this week what it terms attempts to create a separate entity in Gaza. In the meantime, Israeli media reports suggest an Israeli plan for peace in the Middle East. IMEMC's Ram El-Mighari has more.
Palestinian Minister of Justice Ali Abu Diak rejected this week what he termed attempts to create a separate entity in the Gaza Strip. He said that such attempts would constitute a flagrant deviation from the Palestinian people's struggle for a Palestinian state on the occupied Palestinian territories, including the Gaza Strip, West Bank, and East Jerusalem. In the meantime, Israeli media reports suggested an Israeli plan for peace in the Middle East. According to the reports, Israel seeks a confederation between Palestinians from their part and Egypt and Jordan from the other part. The suggested peace plan would exclude East Jerusalem from the future peaceful solution and would enable Israel to maintain control over Israeli settlements blocks over the West Bank and repatriation of Palestinian refugees in countries they live in. The plan also allows a limited number of Palestinians to return back to Palestinian territories. All this is in return for peace between Israel and the Arab states. This comes in the backdrop of an external visit by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to a number of countries with an internationally led efforts for peace in the region. For IMEMC News, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli army attacks targeting West Bank communities leave a dozen civilians injured as Army Air Force targets Gaza. IMEMC's Iman Abed Rabbu Bannoura reports.
Israeli soldiers invaded earlier Friday the northern West Bank city of Jenin and clashed with many Palestinians before shooting two children, including one who suffered a life-threatening injury. Media sources in Jenin said dozens of soldiers invaded the city and destroyed a monument commemorating Khalid Nazal, who was assassinated by undercover Israeli soldiers on October 17, 2006. The attack led to clashes at the western entrance of Jenin between the soldiers and many local youth, who hurled stones at the invading armored vehicles while the army fired live rounds, rubber-coated steel bullets, and gas bombs. Earlier in the week, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday at dawn the Dehesha refugee camp south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank and clashed with dozens of local youngsters before shooting and injuring eight Palestinians, including a medic, and abducted a young man. The invasion into the refugee camp was carried out by dozens of soldiers and several armored military jeeps before the soldiers stormed homes and violently searched them, causing damage. Moreover, dozens of Israeli soldiers accompanied by military bulldozers invaded on Thursday Dahr al-Malih village north of Yabat town in the northern West Bank city of Jenin and uprooted 20 dunams of olive orchards in addition to lands planted with tobacco. Israel is planning to pave a new road extending from Shakid illegal Israeli colony to Hananite and Tal Menashe illegal colonies built on privately owned Palestinian lands in addition to building a new section of the annexation wall. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 68 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and in occupied Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops detained at least 52 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children. In Gaza, the Israeli Air Force fired overnight on Tuesday several missiles into many areas in different parts of the besieged Gaza Strip, reportedly after a homemade shell was fired into Sha'ar HaNegev Regional Council of Settlement across the border fence. The Air Force carried several airstrikes targeting the Badr site run by the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, northwest of Gaza City, causing excessive damage. Several missiles were also fired into the Nasser neighborhood, northeast of Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, causing excessive damage to homes. In addition, Israeli soldiers stationed across the border fence in the eastern part of the Gaza Strip fired dozens of live rounds at homes and farmlands east of Gaza Valley. The army also fired an artillery shell into a farmland east of Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Furthermore, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters in different parts of the coastal region. For IMC News, this is Iman Abdrabobanura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for June 24th to the 30th of 2017 from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Maui and me, Rassam Bannura.